You are standing in the grocery store aisle, holding a jar of sauce you do not need, forgetting entirely why you came here. The list is gone. The purpose is gone. And the person who usually walks beside you, who usually holds the list, is standing right next to you in the cart line, but they are not there. Their body is present. Their breath is visible. But the soul you knew has retreated behind a glass wall you cannot break. This is the terrifying weight of a grief that has no name. There is no category for losing someone who is still breathing. No funeral to attend. No black clothes to wear. Just this slow, agonizing disappearance while the heart keeps beating in the chest next to yours. You feel confused. You feel jagged. You wonder if you are inventing this pain because the world tells you that loss only happens when the breathing stops. But your pain is valid. It is real. You are mourning a presence that has already left the room, even if the body remains. There is an ancient story about the light walking into the world and finding everyone intoxicated. Not with wine, but with distraction, with the noise of survival, with the performance of being okay. The light looked around and saw that no one was thirsty for what was being offered. They were too drunk on the world to see the water right in front of them. And the light did not get angry. It did not scold them for their blindness. The light became afflicted. Its soul ached. It grieved for the children of humanity because they were blind in their hearts. They could not see what was standing right there, loving them, waiting for them to wake up. That ache you feel? That affliction in your own soul? It is not a sign that you are failing. It is a sign that you are seeing clearly. You are witnessing the blindness in the heart of the one you love, and it breaks you. But know this, the light grieves with you. It is not distant. It is afflicted by your suffering. It aches because you are looking everywhere except where the light actually is, which is right here in this impossible moment. The blindness is not your fault. Hearts can be opened. The light is patient with the blind. It does not give up on those who cannot see. It waits. It weeps. It stays. You do not need to fix this today. You do not need to find a way to make them recognize you again. You only need to name the void, to admit that they are here and they are not here, to let yourself feel the specific, sharp pain of a goodbye that stretches over weeks or months instead of minutes. The light knows this room. It knows the silence between your words. It knows the empty space where a conversation used to be. And it is not leaving you alone in it.